As we found out on Friday, Norm is retiring. This coming Friday will be his final day. I believe we'll all be up there at the radio station in the 11 o'clock hour to sashay him off to the great unknown. He is doing what we all dream of doing at some point, and that is getting to do what you want to do, what everybody is probably looking forward to doing. Although I did talk to a neighbor of mine.
Neighbor Tom?
No. Who basically said, yeah, I don't ever want to retire. And he's about our age. And I'm like, huh. He's like, I think I'd just go crazy. I go, so you're going to work until you die? And he's like, yeah. And there are people like that.
I hear it said. I just don't fully get it.
I don't either. At all.
I think it's possible to like your job and to like not doing your job.
Yeah.
At the same time. You can like both, and you can do one for like 40 years or something like that, and then say, or I guess in Norm's case, 60 years?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
How long has he been working?
A really, really, really long time.
Like we're the whole year, like so say since he was 22 or something like that?
Then you go to Canisius like in 62 or 63, and he's been going ever since, so... Bro, shut her down and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it's funny because I got a note from Bud Kennedy. And Bud's from the Star Telegram, of course, and Bud's been over there for a long time. And Bud sent me, and I'll repost this here as soon as I figure out how to do it. He says, I knew Norm when he kicked and did PR for the San Antonio Toros, which I guess was some form of...
Kicked and did PR is a funny combo.
I know. And he sent me a clipping of like a game notes or whatever. And
looks like they were in the Texas Football League.
Generic.
Gosh, could you see Norm lined up behind an offensive line with... guys trying to come block his kick?
No.
That'd be great.
Surely he was a straight-on toe puncher.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. He's admitted that. His long field goal was 27 yards, he said.
He would catch it wrong and drill the center right in the back.
Yeah.
Hit him in the butt.
But like the press radio TV from down there at the time, you would find Vern Lundquist that would attend those games. Norm Hitzkus, Bud Kennedy was there. Larry Fitzgerald, not that Larry Fitzgerald. So, you know, Norm's been in the biz in some form or another, as we know, for a long time. He's worked his whole life. And so, yes, this is well deserved and you know, great. So
thank you for not taking the alternate position that it is not well deserved.
Yeah. It just needs a few more years, right?
Yeah, nobody's ripped Norm this week.
Let him have it, Corby.
So it's funny because when he made this announcement on Thursday, I started fishing around my computer on my own personal archives and then on the Unticket for Norm stuff. Oh, my God. Like, there's thousands of Norm bits, of Norm moments, of Norm e-breaks, of... everything Norm.
Because there's
many. More of Norm than anybody else at the radio station.
I would love to know how many Norm drops we have.
Like, I've been here, you know, five, six years longer than Norm, not even close to the Norm audio stash. No one is. No one will ever sniff it at this radio station. As far as just stuff that's out there with Norm.
He's our Pete Rose.
It's crazy.
Regarding Norm-related audio, 4,868.
There you go.
And that's what we have saved.
Yeah.
But it's like there's probably a couple dozen that have been played a million times, and you're saying there's stuff that...
Oh, you've not heard.
That, like, you haven't heard in ever.
What I'm getting ready
Maybe to, you have never heard.
What I'm getting ready to play, I had not heard in at least 20 years. And hell, Dave, you may have had a hand in helping me and Gordon write this. I don't even know. I barely remember doing this. But back in the day, we would all go to this bar called the Barley House, which is still around, but it was in
the original location.
Yeah, which was off of Knox.
Yeah, where Henderson. Where the porch is now.
Right. We would all go there, and we specifically would go there on, like, dollar beer nights. Was it dollar?
Yeah, Tuesday was $2 pint night.
$2 pint night, yeah. And Dave and I would just walk around in circles and...
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'd be like, well, I'm going to do a lap.
Still take a lap, see if there's any action out there in the crowd. Come back. Nope.
Still nothing.
So...
Well, in the event there was, quote, action... In the crowd.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
What was the move?
We didn't have one.
No.
Hey, yeah, baby.
I had
we had no game.
I had no closing skills whatsoever.
No, but just to look, though.
Scouting. Just wanted to know.
Yeah, it was a scouting mission to come back and report. Yeah. So we did a bit of Norm showing up at the Barley House. So this would have been about the year 2000, I do believe. So 23 years ago, pretty soon after Norm jumped on board of the radio station. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay.
I can't remember if I contributed at all, but I do remember this.
All right, so here is Norm and Corby at the Barley House. Give me a fat tire and what do you want, dude?
A crown of water.
And a crown of water. Fat tire and a crown of water. That's it. All right, so she's telling me this story. And I'm sitting there talking.
Beer on the wall. 83 bottles of beer.
Oh, dude, it's Norm.
Take one down.
It's Norm.
Pass it around.
Don't look at
86
him.
Bottles of beer.
You don't look at
oh,
him.
Wait a second. I messed up.
Just turn your back.
Let's start again, guys. Come on. 1,000 bottles of beer
first,
on the wall. 1,000 bottles. Hold on a second, guys.
Oh,
you smoo guys, stay right there. I just see my buddy over here. Corby! Look at this. It's me, Norm. Hey, guys, it's my buddy Corby from the ticket. Yay!
Keep it down, Norm. It's okay. It's okay.
What are you doing? You're hanging out and having a beer with your buddy here?
Yeah.
Come on, let's hang out together. Oh, rough. We're party animals together. Oh, Corby. Corby, I'm so wasted. Oh, I'm so effed up.
Really drunk.
But I'm having fun, Corby.
Well, that's good. I
tell you what, let me order you a beer. What do you want?
Ordered
you
beer.
Root
I
beer?
Ordered a beer.
Sarsaparilla? What do you kids drink in these days? What
you drink? I ordered a fat tire. It's coming.
Fat tire?
Right.
What kind of vehicle are you driving? One in a row.
That was a good one, Norm.
Waitress, come here. Come here for a second. All right, my buddy, Kooby, friendly Kooby. He wants a fat tire, and I'm going to have a Budweiser beer product. And what do you want? You want some shots? Let's get some shots.
I just
what kind
beer.
Of shots do you have around here? Let's see. You want some buttery nipples?
No,
you want buttery nipples?
I don't want any.
Come on, put a little buttery nipple.
Don't
butter
rub
your nipple,
dude. Don't rub them. That's so gross.
Oh, just go. We'll have a pitcher of buttery nipples.
Pitcher?
Yes. Yeah, do you want a pitcher?
You know what that is?
Is that a lot?
It's like
okay, how about
bucks.
A pitcher of screaming orgasms?
No, we don't want a pitcher of
Thank you, ma'am. That'll be all.
Oh.
As long as I can watch your hiney as you walk away from me.
Oh, no. No, you're drunk.
Kirby, I'm so drunk. I'm about to be sick.
Norm, that stinks.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Can you smell those enchiladas?
You feel better?
So what are you doing? You're just hanging out
I'm
with your buddies?
Out, man. Just hanging out.
Yeah, just kind of a hip place.
I didn't even know you knew about this place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I came out here for the local music, Corby.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm a big fan of local music. Oh.
I don't even know who's playing
here
tonight.
Yeah, Flicker Stick.
Oh, Flicker
Stick. Yeah, it's
going
to be
like
Flicker
them?
Stick. I think REO Speed Dealer.
Oh, they're playing.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I can't wait. Oh, geez. Oh, I'm
going
to
dance.
Is everyone cool around here? No
yeah,
narcs?
Cool.
No narcs? Is your friend here?
There's
no narcs.
My buddy's the guy.
I got a trunk. I got a trunk full of, trunk full of hydro.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, trunk full of hydro.
Oh, I'm not interested,
you sure?
Norm.
You got a dugout? You got anything like that?
I don't have a dugout.
That's okay. I got a course can here. We'll just make a bong out of that.
Oh, Norm. You just threw
I'm teasing with you. I'm teasing with you.
Oh, you are?
I'm teasing with you.
I can't understand you. Norm?
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 What else you got? You got anything good? You got anything you're holding? You holding?
I'm not
you
holding anything. I don't have any drugs on me.
Nose candy?
Nose candy.
Nose candy?
Coke?
Yeah, Coke. See, back in the 70s, oh, I used to be such a party. I'm a rough.
Don't bark.
Well, I used to be in a party animal. And, you know what? Then, back then, oh, it was all about cocaine.
Oh, Kirby. Oh. It was so much about cocaine.
I don't have any Coke, dude. I'm sorry.
It was so much about cocaine.
I still can't get Frito off the stuff.
Oh, you can't?
I'm teasing you, Kirby. No, but you got anything else? Mexican black tar?
Heroin?
Mexican black tar?
I don't have any
you got
drugs, Norm.
You got
I'm
got some whippets.
Beer.
I got some whippets in the car.
What are you doing with whippets?
You
want to
do whippets?
No.
You want to do some whippets? You
want
to sing a song with me? Sing a song with me. 1,000 bottles of beer in the wall.
God,
1,000 bottles. You don't want to do that? Come on. Come on. We're partying here, Corby.
I know, but I'm just hanging out.
I'll tell you what we'll do.
What?
Let's try to get us, strike some of this SMU strange out of here.
I don't want to. Don't look at the girls, Norm.
Look at all the girls. Look at them.
No, Norm. I hang out here a lot, okay? Don't embarrass me.
Okay, just look at this girl coming towards this huge can she's got there,
Norm,
that brown
Norm.
Hair. Look at her walking towards them. Look how tight those jeans are. If you look at the jeans,
Norm,
look at
that is my
looks
wife.
Like a tomahawk chop.
Norm, that's my wife.
Oh, that's Julie?
Yeah.
Oh. That was the girl I was grinding with on the dance floor, my friend. She thought I was concealing a lead pipe in my pants.
Oh,
Corp, you wouldn't be sick again.
No.
Hey, listen, I gotta get out of here. I've gotta catch Murder, She Wrote before I go nighty night.
You just ordered a pitcher of buttery nipples.
That's okay, you can pay for them, my friend. Thank
okay.
you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I hope I don't trip.
Oh, Norm. Bye, Norm.
Danny.
Bye.
God. Wow, what a night.
Have you heard that before, Mino?
Is that where we get the Corby?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard that in its entirety before.
Don't bark.
Great.
Don't bark. That's so funny.
And Corby, you made the comparison that Norm is Pete Rose. So Pete Rose had 4,256 hits.
Yeah.
We have 4,868. So we have more pieces of audio of Norm than Pete Rose had hits.
Yeah, I believe it. He's the king. He is the king.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that something special for Norm all week.